Hello again. 9 decades of radio voices, written and read by Simon Elms. Introduction. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. The phrase seems to have passed into the quotable quotes of British English so long ago that it's become entirely detached from the people who, day in, day out, used to utter it on the radio. For those of you with long memories or with a desire just to nail things down neatly, they were Julia Lang, who first, almost unbelievably, uttered it as a throwaway remark, and Daphne Oxenford. Julia and Daphne were actresses, Lang mainly in programmes for children. Daphne, though, enjoyed a bigger canvas. She was Esther Hayes in the very early days of Corrie, and popped up again into The Manor Born and Midsummer Murders. Yet her greatest fame was not as a face, but as a voice. Out of vision on what the papers say for 3 decades, she was, more distinctively and famously, one of the softly spoken and frankly maternal welcoming presenters of Listen with Mother on the BBC Home Service from 1950 until 1971. Now, remembering radio, and TV for that matter, with nostalgic fondness is, of course, about ritual and personal memories, what we used to do. But there's something particularly memorable about voices heard in very young childhood before we know exactly where they come from and what they mean. Whether it's true that the music of Mozart played to babies while they're still in their mother's womb actually makes them calmer or more intelligent or whatever, it's certainly a fact that a gentle and cooing voice has a pacifying influence on the fractious baby. And Daphne Oxenford had just one of those voices. Not that it was without rigour and some steel. She wouldn't have been able to have fun with all those newspaper headlines for so long had she simply been gently soporific. But the combination of the warmth of Daphne's voice, the direct address to the listening child, and remember, this was half a century ago when the routine sound of radio was far more stentorian and soapboxy than in today's cool and connected 21st century, and the daily ritual of those words turned that moment at 1:45 in the afternoon into an almost, yes, I'll exaggerate a little, religious experience. Thus, it's the power of radio, the way the listener's mind reads a voice, together with the narrative beckoning finger of the Listen with Mother presenter, that could make that moment special. And of course, not just for me, but for thousands, millions of other young listeners over more than 2 decades. Now, the effect of a voice, much like a mother's voice, on an impressionable young child may be a particularly keen and extreme instance, but the voice, and in particular the voice on the radio, without a face, hairstyle or studio set to deflect the attention or dilute the imagination, always has the power to arrow directly into the mind and move and stir and captivate. It's a very intimate medium, and I think that's why I like it so much, because it's right there in your house, in your most intimate moments. Charlotte Green, Radio 4 announcer, should know. She's spent a whole working lifetime in radio, and was in 2002 voted the nation's favourite radio voice. When she was doing the late-night continuity shift on the network, Charlotte always made a point of signing off with words of closure, wishing listeners a peaceful night, delivered in her own very distinctive, slightly husky but immensely warm voice, perhaps unsurprisingly, not a million miles from Daphne Oxenford's in her prime. And that was something, that one phrase, that seemed to resonate with people. I got an awful lot of letters from people saying that, often very lonely people who were on their own, and my voice and other announcers' voices were the only voices coming into their homes, often all day, every day, and that struck a chord with them, a peaceful night. But the voices that have spoken to us through our radios for 9 full decades now are as diverse as the nation we're part of. All human life, as the old News of the World banner used to proclaim, is there. And whether we eavesdrop on them in news reports and sound bites, or sit down formally to listen as they give us their interpretation of the world we live in, they are as diverse and as multifarious as the planet they describe. But this book isn't about this infinite myriad of voices. What I'm exploring here are those voices that have given British radio its shape and form. Some of them were once voices from other avenues, from politics and science, from music hall and film, from television and the stage. What brings them together is that particular specialness, a quality of voice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?